forward to section 29. Now, as if to catch his breath after the erotic storm of the previous section, Whitman gives us the briefest section in the poem, 6 lines of postcoital withdrawal. The heightened sensual touch that he just finished describing now leaves him, and he addresses touch once more as its electrified energy departs from his spent body. The moments of unifying touch were so powerful, ecstatic and painful and blissful, that now the parting of two sexually charged bodies creates an ache of absence as the body's sheaths once again cover over the sharp nerve receptors. But the parting is matched by a new kind of arrival, as the poet realizes that any intense touch continues to pay dividends after the ecstasy of touch is ended. Like a gentle showering rain that nourishes the ground after the fierce thunder and lightning have moved on, the continuing payments of the body that had been loaned and will again and again be loaned to another during the ecstasy of sex are indeed rich. So when heightened touch departs, the loss brings recompense, compensation in the form of soft fertilizing rains that allow sprouts to take and accumulate, tiny leaves of grass that will eventually become full-sized and golden. For Whitman, grass is not only the green stuff of lawns, but what he called the manly prairie grasses and the corn and the wheat. The entire landscape arises with stalks thrusting upward, projected masculine, like a vast sea of erect plants reaching for the sun. It is as if the experience of heightened sensual touch has now sexualized the entire landscape, offering another glimpse into the way that all of nature is continually about the procreant urge and urge and urge of desire itself, as Whitman said in section 3. And as the poet speaks of the departure of blind, loving, wrestling touch leaving me, he allows us to hear a double meaning in the phrase, leaving me. Yes, the rapturous touch has left him, but the experience of that touch is also literally leaving him in the sense of making him leaf, grow, speak, write, produce leaves, the leaves of grass that arise from his intense experience of touching the world. Words themselves, like all living things, emerge from experience of intense touch and take form in the calming rains that follow the storm.